Music while I shuffle. How's that? Ooh. Kenta. Hey. Kenta. Kenta. Okay, so we are back. I am back and I am going to be doing the reading for the sign of Cancer. Cancer, the first card, your first card, Cancer. Ten of Pentacles, Ten of Pentacles. Everybody, do you know this is like my second favorite card, right? If not my first favorite card, because it's the everything card. I always call that the everything card. Oh my goodness. I just like for some reason, hold on. I'm going to pause this. Hold on. Give me a second. Okay. So we had the Ten of Pentacles crossed by the Two of Cups. And now we've got the Ace of Pentacles, which is amazing.
Which is amazing.
Absolutely love that. Hold on 1 second here. Yeah, so we've got the, and that's followed with the Ace of Pentacles. So that's a lot of cups right there. It's a lot of emotional fulfillment, especially in relationships, because the Ten of Pentacles deals with relationships too. If you look at the Ten of Pentacles card, it's like the husband and wife, the children, a lot of times they got the dog, a lot of times they have the grandparents in it. It's all about having that real partnership. And you got the relationship card right on top of it. It's an amazing thing to me. And then to have the Ace of Pentacles, oh my gosh, Cancer. That's you getting the money on top of everything. And then there's the Queen of Cups. So if you are a female, there you are right there after it, right on top of that Ace of Pentacles. I love that. I feel like this is some Cancers moving away from poverty, destitution, from bad news, bad luck, bad relationships, and moving into a more loving, caring relationship, the lovers. This could just be you making a choice about the love, but I feel like it's a love you're willing to fight for. Knight of Swords. I feel like you might be looking for information. You're going out actively finding the information that you're seeking in most cases. But I do feel like that's part of what's going on. So I'm just trying to figure out something here. Okay, there we go. I don't know what's going on with this Cancer reading, but I not only have I taken several breaks, right? I've taken several breaks. My hair has been all over. It's just been, I don't know if the universe is doesn't want me to read for you, Cancer, or if it's just that I'm a double Capricorn and it's just messing with me. Like my backdrop dropped twice since I started this reading, and I didn't pause it this time. My hair is going crazy. Like it's just craziness. Like I don't know what's going on. But anyway, I feel like some Cancers are seeking out information and details, and they're going to find it. And you're willing to fight for it if necessary. Here's the Eight of Swords. I do think some Cancers are not seeing things clearly. I do feel like you might feel like you're limited and you can't get the money in the relationship. And that may not be true. You just can't see that you can get the money in a relationship. It's about believing it, it's about having faith that it can happen. Here's the Star. And you know that could be that you're dealing with an Aquarius, but it could also just mean that you hitch yourself onto a star, onto something that you believe to be true, that you believe that can help you, that can change your life in some way. And here's a Page of Swords. This was actually technically the last card in the 10 spread, but you got an extra card. The Page of Swords is so much creativity. It's about having creativity out the yin yang and coming up with solutions because you're creative. But look, it ends on the Empress. And not only is that creativity, but that is being pregnant with ideas. Like you've got so many ideas, so many opportunities. I mean, someone might actually be pregnant. I'm not saying that's a. Okay, that was scary. I guess there's a big truck or a rig or something out there. This has been a crazy reading. It's been so much happening the whole time. Okay, so let's see here. We have the Ace of Pentacles. Okay, that's the main thing. You've got that Ace of Pentacles. That is you getting some finances. But look, here's what you got three major arcana. You got the Lovers, you got the Star, and you got the Empress. The Lovers is, well, you could be making a decision about love, maybe. I feel like with the Star, it could be with an Aquarius, but it also could just be that you're coming back from not having love, and you just need to believe that you can actually have love now. It could be that someone is pregnant with the Empress. It could just be that it's something new, something unexpected. Maybe new ideas, new creative ways of doing things. You might have met each other through some creative endeavor, even. Might be a Virgo you're dealing with. On the bottom, Seven of Wands. I feel like Cancer, when you get yourself centered, you get yourself back to your center, you'll be able to manifest what it is you really want. But you've got to be centered. Like you've got to get into your center. And I think once you get there, I think everything will start to fall into alignment then. All right. So, Cancer, this has been my reading for you. I hope it resonated with you in some way. My deepest apologies for all the stops and starts. And I don't know if you picked up on how much I started and stopped during this, but thank you so much for your support. If you haven't already, please like the video. And share the video everywhere. Also, if you haven't already subscribed, do subscribe and hit the bell so you know when I'm going live, when I'm sharing new videos and stuff like that. Okay. Much love to you, Cancer. Many blessings. And may you get the new love and money that I saw there for you. Okay. Much love to you.
Astrology, a look inside. Presenting astrology and tarot readings for all.